I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in news on KJAN. The Cass County Sheriff's Office on Friday released details on two recent accidents. The first accident occurred on September 21st. Deputies responded to an accident on Highway 148 east of Messina. A 1998 Peterbilt semi-tractor trailer was traveling eastbound on Highway 148 when he struck a low-hanging wire owned by Alliant Energy. No injuries were reported and the semi sustained minor damage. The second accident occurred on September 27th on Richland Road, approximately a third of a mile east of 750th Street near Messina. Mary Ann McKee was traveling westbound on Richland Road, driving a 1999 Ford F-250 pickup. McKee attempted to pass a tractor towing a manure spreader, lost control of the vehicle, and rolled. The vehicle landed on a fence on the north side of the road. McKee was transported to Cass County Memorial Hospital and later transported to UNMC by Life Flight with serious injuries. A Villisca man was arrested early Friday following a traffic stop. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies arrested 22-year-old Jonah Lee Kirsch of Villisca at approximately 7:58 a.m. on Friday for driving while barred. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $2,000 bond. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports one arrest after responding to a call at Cubby's Gas Station for a report of a possible intoxicated driver on Friday. After investigation, deputies arrested 51-year-old Christopher Russell Shepard of Dowds for driving while suspended. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $491 bond. The state's Crime Victim Assistance Division is receiving nearly $13 million from the U.S. Justice Department, but the director of the division says that's not enough to keep up with the need. Director Sandy Murphy says the money is used to help support victims of crimes.
Like funeral benefits, medical bill coverage, therapy, that sort of thing. And then the largest portion of it sponsors our grant program, which goes out to help provide funding for victim service agencies across the state. And those are domestic abuse centers, sexual assault centers, shelters.
The federal funding comes from the Victims of Crime Act, or VOCA, which puts federal criminal fines, penalties, and bond forfeitures into a fund paid out to the state. Murphy says their amount of funding has dropped as more federal cases aren't followed through or fines paid.
This amount this year is at least an 8% reduction to what we received last year, which was also lower than the year before.
Federal legislation was passed to make up some of the funding that has been lost from VOCA.
The problem is that the VOCA fix is going to take some time to build that fund back up, and we're looking at potentially even still a 20% decrease next year, which frankly will be fatal to several of our programs. So we're doing what we can to try to identify funds to fill in.
The Crime Victim Assistance Division served nearly 55,000 Iowans last year with shelter and housing, counseling, and justice system services, with thousands more helped through their Crime Victim Compensation Program. Murphy says concern remains about getting enough funding.
We're worried. We are still very worried about the sense of what's going to happen in the next couple of years until that VOCA fund increases again. The VOCA dollars themselves, even when they're fully flush, don't 100% cover the needs that are out there.
She says local providers have been able to hang on.
Our programs do miracles sometimes, and many of them will do what they can and what they have to continue to survive and be present in their communities.
Murphy says they will continue working to find other dollars to help those programs remain viable. And September ended with scattered showers across the state, but state climatologist Justin Glisson says the preliminary numbers show that these showers were scarce for much of the month.
What we're looking at is about 1.65 inches right now, and that's a little over 1.8 inches below average, so a pretty dry month.
He says it won't be in the top 10 for dryness, but will make that next tier.
This will be one of the top 20th driest Septembers on record. If we look at central to north central Iowa, we have some National Weather Service co-op stations that have had really dry Septembers, top 10.
The drought monitor for this week shows only about 24% of the state is without some sort of dry conditions. Glisson says the dryness came with some heat as well.
Statewide average temperature, it was about 67 degrees. And that's about 3 degrees above average. So if we look at the historical rankings going back 149 years, It looks like a top 30th warmest September on the record books.
Glisson says the indicators are pointing toward the warmth continuing in October with the possibility of a break in the dry weather.
We are seeing a slight trend in the short-term outlooks to near normal or a slightly elevated shot at wetter conditions across northern Iowa getting out into the first half of October. But we're definitely, if you're looking at the 6 to 10, 8 to 14, and the final October outlook, a very strong signal for warmer than average temperatures.
Any of that precipitation would be good news for those areas that saw a deficit in September. And Governor Kim Reynolds has declared October as Healthiest State Month in a proclamation signing earlier this week. Iowans from all sectors will celebrate 5210 Healthy Choices Count, a nationally recognized and evidence-based prevention framework to promote healthy habits. Governor Reynolds said the Healthiest State Initiative partners with early care, out-of-school programs, schools, healthcare, and workplaces to catalyze change to support the healthy choice as the easy choice for Iowans in the places they live, learn, work, and play. The goal of 5210 is to increase physical activity and healthy eating through policy and environmental change. Each week in October, we'll have a different focus on healthy habits promoted by the 5210 program. And that program emphasizes five or more fruits or vegetables per day, 2 hours or less of recreational screen time, along with 1 or more hours of physical activity and 0 sugary drinks. You can find more information at iowahealthyestate.com/HSIMonth. That's a look at the latest in news. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.